Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about creating a beautiful and functional obsidian vault. Ready to dive in?
Absolutely. Obsidian's a powerhouse, but let's be honest, the default look isn't exactly inspiring. So, how do we make it pop?
Well, first, surprisingly, the default settings offer a decent amount of customization. You can tweak fonts, colors, zoom levels, even the app icon. It's a good starting point.
Okay, good to know. But I'm guessing that's not the whole story.
Definitely not. Obsidian's strength lies in its community themes. There are over 370 to choose from. Minimalist, busy, dark, you name it, they've got it. The article mentions Encore as a particularly nice option.
370 themes. Wow, that's a lot. How do you even choose?
Easy. Browse the theme library in Obsidian's settings. You can preview them and install with a click. If a theme causes issues, just switch back to the default or try another.
Got it. Themes are a game changer. Anything else?
Oh yeah, the style settings plugin. This thing is essential. It lets you customize themes without messing with CSS code. Drop-down menus, color pickers, sliders, super user-friendly.
I see. Interesting. So we've got themes, and we've got a way to customize them even further. What if you want to add some extra functionality? Like, say a calendar?
They've got you covered. The article suggests the calendar plugin. Install it, and you can pin a monthly calendar view right on your dashboard. Perfect for digital journaling.
That's actually really useful. I could see myself using that. I'm sold. What about visual organization within the vault itself? Any tips on that?
The article mentions the Iconize plugin. Lets you assign emojis to notes, making them visually distinct. Just type /icon and search for your emoji.
Okay, emojis for notes. I love that. Makes it much more visually engaging than just plain text titles. So essentially, by combining themes, plugins, and tweaks to the default settings, you can completely transform Obsidian, right?
Exactly. The author emphasizes that it's a personal journey. Experiment. Find what works for you. The goal is a digital space that's both beautiful and functional.
I think a key takeaway here is the power of the Obsidian community. Hundreds of themes and plugins, all created by users. That's amazing. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just that this article is a great starting point. It gives you the tools and inspiration to create an Obsidian vault that you'll actually enjoy spending time in. And that's important. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and happy note-taking. Goodbye.
Goodbye.